Du bist ein Raider, der sich unter der Erde niedergelassen hat. Doch jetzt musst du an die Oberfläche zurückkehren. Dorthin, wo die Ark-Maschinen umherstreifen. Wenn du mutig genug bist, wer weiß, was du da oben findest. Ark Raiders. Ein Multiplayer-Extraction-Abenteuer-Videospiel. Jetzt erhältlich für PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X und S sowie PC.
Hey, denk dran, dass auch dein Immunsystem Hunger hat. Und probier's mal mit den Gesundheitszielen zur Ernährung in der App AOK Navida. Hol dir Tipps, Rezepte und Challenges für dein gesünderes Ich. Jetzt die App AOK Navida downloaden und loslegen. AOK Plus. Aus Liebe zur Gesundheit.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On the big show today, comedian Dustin Nickerson. He's on the way in just a minute.
The holidays are here, and that means it's the most wonderful time of the year to save with Rakuten. Use Rakuten to stack cash back from your favorite stores on top of holiday sales. That's savings on savings. With Rakuten, you can get cash back on gifts for everyone on your list, from toys for the kids to kitchen gear for the person who loves to cook to electronics for everyone. You can even save on something for yourself. Just shop the stores you love and cash back is automatically added to your account. And you can get paid with gift cards, PayPal, or check. Or eligible American Express card members can even choose to earn membership rewards instead of cash back. It's truly a no-brainer. Join for free today and get a new member bonus after minimum qualifying purchases. Just go to Rakuten.com, download the app, or install the browser extension. That's Rakuten. Terms and conditions apply.
Good-looking woman down in the front row wanted to take her home after the show, but she was married and she told me no. Where did my lotion go?
You asked for it, you got it. More Bob and Tom. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
Got a guest in the studio.
Yes, we do.
Great guest.
He is Dustin Nickerson.
Hello.
Father of three. Mm-hmm. You've been married for 20 years.
Yes. Yeah. Mm. Yeah, 20 years.
I got four that don't even add up to 20.
Congrats. I know. I mean, in the cumulative, that counts for something.
Yeah.
No, I got the one 20-year one. It's, I've noticed, like, the advice has changed for sure. Like, I don't know, when you're, like, young in a marriage, I point at you.
Yeah, I've only been married 2 years this time.
Oh,
we're,
yeah.
Well, yeah, I mean, you're newlyweds.
Seems a lot longer than
yeah.
that.
Yeah. Yeah.
We've got Andy here, Christy's husband.
I would have guessed 13 years.
I understand. Yeah. You guys, you moved in together, and now you're moving to a new house. Yeah. How's that going?
Yeah, evidently, where I was living wasn't good enough for her. And another place that wasn't good enough for
her. Okay, is that mortgage in your name or her name?
It's in her name. All right. Oh, that's never mind. I don't know because I'm playing a character.
Well, see, I was giving you the option of going.
I dropped the yes and ball. Didn't
yes,
I?
Yes. You could have gone. That's in my name. Anything happens, I'm the one going to jail.
That's right.
Okay. Very good.
We digressed.
No, it's all right. That was great. I want to know here. I'm glad he's alive.
Yeah,
honestly, he's not in the baseboards in the old house you got rid of. So, whether you've been in a bunch of relationships or one relationship for a long time, your advice changes the way you view it. Me and my wife are very happy, but we're very jaded. I know that because the last wedding we went to, we were giggling during the vows. Yeah, because I remember the first wedding that you go to, you're like, oh my God. Or maybe you're still dating and she's like crying and we're like, yeah, we'll see if this works. Because that's not, you just know enough that that's not marriage. That's a wedding. Mm. Those are like a marriage is not that day. The marriage is the next day when they get to the airport and she goes, I forgot my passport. Now you're married. Yeah. Nice. That's the actual vows where things start. So, yeah, right. It's going good.
Does your wife have a job on the side? Obviously, a lot of work raising
three
kids.
My wife is kind of the Swiss Army knife around the house. She does stays home with the kids, but also helps run the business. And she's also an art teacher. She's great. She has a million skills. And I have one that I'm okay at. And as a true proud man, I was like, I'll be the breadwinner with my words.
I noticed you have a tattoo on your ring finger.
Yeah, it's I have that. There's no easy way to say this. I lost my wedding ring a lot.
That old one.
Mm. So this isn't funny at all. It's a moon. Our nickname for me is Moonlight. So that's
wait.
Yeah.
Moonlight.
Yeah.
Moonlight. Is there if there isn't a fascinating story, please make one up.
Yeah, that's sweet.
Oh, I mean, it's not an on air story.
oh, okay.
Yeah,
she likes your ass.
Butt. Yeah. The funny thing is, it's a crescent moon.
There you go.
She likes the left half.
Yeah.
But no, that's her nickname for her. But I would lose, it's a nice thing if you can get, it's really, I got it because I have ADHD. I'm very forgetful. I lose stuff all the time. And I got it. But I have a comedian friend who I told her, I open a lot for Taylor Tomlinson, and Taylor told me, she goes, oh, you don't need a wedding ring. You look like a wedding ring.
You do look married. Yeah.
So it's that and, Gary Ridgway. Those are my... Either way, I'm charming.
We're speaking with Dustin Nickerson, comedian. Right now, we return to the news desk for a few words from Christy Lee.
A few words? A woman claims she's addicted to eating tea bags.
Hmm.
Miss Libove Sirik from Cyprus.
Libove, huh?
Must be
Libby, right?
Yeah, you go with Libby. Yeah.
She's from Cyprus. She said her unusual habit started as a teen when her grandmother encouraged her to try eating mint leaves. Now at the age of 20, Miss Sirik says she consumes tea leaves every day and even eats paper tea bags 2 to 3 times a week. Mm. According to Miss Sirik, she brews the tea, drinks it, then eats the leaves. It's a taste of freshness I can't get enough of.
I think when guys see that she's into teabagging on her profile on
they
social
think
media,
else.
And they may have a different idea.
Well, that's nowhere near what this is. Have you ever seen this show, My Strange Addiction?
No.
The list of people.
No.
That,
like this?
Like this. This woman eats couch cushions.
Yeah.
She can't stop.
Is this a pica thing? Is this a form of pica?
A urine drinker, eats detergent, eats glass, drinks gasoline.
I mean, that's the thing. This is fairly healthy for
right. Eats toilet paper.
Yikes.
Oh.
Won't stop eating pottery.
Pottery?
What the hell?
How do they have teeth left?
I don't know.
Honey, where do you want to eat tonight? How about Pier 1 Imports?
Oh, you mean the restaurant near there? No. Pier 1 Imports.
Pottery Barn.
This girl likes to eat sand because she likes the crunch.
Ew.
A lady likes to drink paint because it's a thicker version of warm milk on her throat.
Isn't that something?
Oh, man.
Do you have something for her that's a thicker version on her throat?
Oh, geez.
Oh, come on.
Always. Always right down Vulgar Road.
A lady who eats automobile tires.
Oh, come on.
No.
I'm not making this
That's
up.
Just recycling.
Yes.
That's good for the environment.
Isn't that going to kill you?
How would you chew that? You can't chew rubber.
Okay, we need to...
That's... Yeah.
We need to keep an eye on John.
I learned that with a flavored condom once.
All right, come on.
There's a lady.
All right, come on. Yeah. It's supposed to be a classy establishment, guys.
Let's clean it up. There's a lady who eats the hairballs from her cat.
No.
That's brutal.
We have to keep an eye on Josh.
Oh,
I'm going to tell my doctor, this nicotine thing, not so bad, man.
Yeah.
Cigarettes are okay.
I could be drinking gasoline, Doc.
Yeah, that would be a short hobby.
And there is a picture of her licking her cat, getting the hair off of her.
Oh.
Boy, she's really something, isn't she?
Oh. She's fighting him off with a hitter. Yeah.
What was that website again?
Holy.
Eating tea bags.
Yeah.
That's the most sane of everything we just heard.
Not even that weird.
It's expensive.
Why is that?
Oh, yeah.
Steep.
Oh, jeez.
There we go. We're back.
Good clean fart.
Yeah, we're back. That is the kind of program I want to be associated with.
Nice and wholesome is what that is.
Endorsed by a professional comedian.
Yeah, that's right.
Right now, we're going to go back to Christy Lee. I'm getting used to the scarf, Christy.
It's great news, Christy. Have you
often wears
I like wearing scarves.
No, it looks nice.
Yeah, well, I had to, never mind.
It takes up a lot of room.
Had to cover the hickey is what you're going to say?
I had a good night.
Got a little
action. Got to christen that new house.
That's right.
She made me give
We should explain to our guests, Christy literally moved, what, two, three days ago, actually?
Monday, yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Now, so you're in the new house.
The moving continues.
Is everything unpacked?
No. We have a staging area, if you will.
Is everything out of the old house?
Pretty much, 99%, yeah. Okay. It's still for sale if anybody's looking. So I have some plants and stuff in there to make it look so less, you know.
Did you cry a little bit when you left?
I did. Oh. I really did.
Didn't you bury a body or something?
Shh. I'm trying to sell a house. What the hell's wrong with you?
No, didn't you bury you? I missed it. Oh,
I buried a St. Joseph statue.
That's what I meant to say. Sorry.
And this is Holy Thursday, so maybe God will look down.
This is Andy, Christy's husband. I cried a little bit when I left my house to move in with her. That's that was really traumatic. She's talking. Go ahead.
I've gone from what I've considered a very nice closet, large closet, and I had to make a closet in the new house.
Sounds lovely.
That's a shame.
And I can't reach a whole rod.
You made a... You can't...
She can't reach the rod.
I have to get a reach.
This Andy, isn't that the one you're going to hang yourself
that's
on?
That's what she tells me. No,
that's the only rod you can get your
Honey,
feet to
I can't
swing
reach it. I don't want to touch it.
We had to redo the bathroom and make a closet, and the rod is so high, I have to get one of those hangers they get at the mall, you know, when you have those big reaching stick.
Yeah.
But it's not really a reaching stick. It's a closet hanging pole.
Get a ladder.
It looks like a shepherd's crook.
Yeah, that's it. No, a ladder. I'm not putting a ladder in my closet. I would literally have to have a ladder.
I have a chair in my closet.
What? I do, too.
Very odd.
Is that what you're down to? They said, why don't you go sit in the closet, Tom?
Well, you can put your shoes on. You got to have a chair.
I agree. Put my shoes on.
You don't have a chair in your closet?
Putting your shoes on in the closet.
No, my closet's too small.
You don't put your shoes on in the closet?
I do.
Not at all. No.
You're a maniac.
No.
I mean, that's where my shoes are.
Right.
So I put them on there, and then I walk out.
Sit on the bed or something. So I just leave my shoes kind of out of the way, but next to the bed in a way.
Exactly.
You know me and shoes. I sleep with all my shoes. They're right there in the bed with me.
No. The shoes that I'm going to wear... You know, that I wear every day.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, I see. Do you guys change shoes every day?
Yeah.
Depends on what I'm wearing.
That's a very odd thing. You have a pair of shoes and you wear them.
You have an outfit. You have to match your outfit.
No, they're black shoes. They match anything.
Yeah. I don't know how long I could go with wearing a different pair of shoes, but it'd be a while.
Wow.
Yeah.
Absolutely. But I mean... When you get out of bed, you don't put your shoes on. You got to go in the shower and everything.
Put your slippers on.
No. You shower with your shoes on.
Yeah, that makes them clean.
You never. You can't
old
be
soggy
safe.
Foot over here. Right? He's not wearing his shower shoes.
He's
what a maniac!
Begging for athlete's foot.
He sure is.
Well, you go in the closet. You get your pants. You get your shirt, and you sit down in that little chair and you put your shoes on.
No, you do.
Yeah.
This isn't a time for second person.
Once again, I can't tell you. If you ever hear me, your memories and your experiences aren't everyone's.
Mm. Yeah, like me and most people can't fit a chair in the closet because it's just a door. You can't go inside of it.
Exactly. Oh, you don't have a walk-in closet is what you're saying.
I don't think you realize how not relatable your life is.
Oh, I get that.
Yeah. I don't think you do.
And I'm very glad. It comes in extremely handy.
Thankful is the word you want.
You know something? I have an idea.
So funny.
Uh-oh. Let's just. You reminded me of a little bit of history.
He has an idea, Josh.
I'm a little bit of history today.
Okay.
Oh, why not?
Do you know what the day is?
It's May 4th.
April 17th, Tom. Ooh. The Ides of April. No, 15.
What is it? Okay. Ides of March.
Go ahead. 1964. This is, I'll read it. In 1964, the Ford Mustang debuted at the World's Fair.
Cool. People New York City,
lost,
wasn't it? New
lost
York City?
Their minds, man.
Mm-hmm. Those are great cars.
Those have remained cool. Like, right? Every subsequent model, they're still cool.
Except for the...
There was one in the
90s. The Mustang 2. Yeah.
Let me look that up.
Yeah,
it was like a miniature Mustang.
And it was sort of the new Coke of Mustangs.
Yeah.
Ever call a Mustang a Stang?
Yeah.
Mustang 2, you say?
Yeah, it was not good. But the Mustangs
it looks like
great.
A Taurus.
I had a Mustang. It was baby blue. It was sweet.
Nice.
Oh, had Craigers on it. Oh, like nice.
I was in Las Vegas not too long ago and got an Uber that was an electric Mustang.
No kidding.
Oh, yeah. Those are...
That was very cool.
Some Mustang 2s cool, some not, according to the images I'm seeing.
No, all not cool.
Well, okay.
Well, I'm sure you're reading just...
Wait a minute. Hold it. Hang on, Tom. I'll take this. Are you trying to have your own opinion?
They're all... Yeah. Mistake.
No, some rando said it was... No, the Mustang 2 was not cool.
Well, this Ford Mustang 2 is cool.
Let me see.
And then there's a Mustang 2 King Cobra that's cool.
Those are Mach 2s, is that?
No, they're saying... You know what? Forget it. this wasn't fun or interesting.
It's a conversation with the defense,
then,
isn't it?
Yeah.
Then, then it got worse.
Okay, sorry. On this date, let's see. 1970, Apollo 13 returns to Earth.
Oh, that was a allegedly. Bad mission.
Maybe they can make a movie out of that.
Yeah. Katy Perry was on that one, right?
Yeah.
Have you seen that?
The controversy?
Going viral that she faked her space trip. Faked it, Tom.
That's a theory?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
But here's the thing. If you've seen that spaceship, they couldn't have... possibly made it look more like a male penis.
Yeah.
Oh, I know. It's crazy.
As opposed to a female penis.
Yeah. Say something about their
I was going to say
owner.
Male member, then I said, I'll go with penis.
All right.
But you know what I'm saying.
I hear you.
But
it sure does look
this
like
whole, like, this is somehow liberating for women. No, they're going up there because she's got a super rich husband. It's not.
And some of these images, the Blue Origin 2, are cool, and some aren't.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
No, no, that's the mock
Origin.
That's
the thing.
Yeah. No, it isn't. You know what? Forget it.
I don't think going up there for 11 minutes makes you an astronaut.
No,
either.
No.
It doesn't. You're
not.
A passenger, but pretty cool, though, I think.
That's the best roller coaster ever.
I disagree.
Not for you, Dustin?
I think Jeff Bezos has done the impossible. He has made space travel not cool.
That's interesting.
He gets up there in it's dumb cowboy hat.
Yeah.
And gets in the lamest, grossest-looking spaceship you've ever seen and takes celebrities to space. You're like, how did you make space boring?
That all sounds rad to me.
No.
If I'm in a spaceship, I'm wearing a cowboy hat. There's no doubt.
I'm glad things are finally going okay for Oprah's best friend.
Yeah, right?
I'm glad that she finally gets to have a nice little day, have some fun stuff in space.
Which one's Oprah's best friend?
Gail King.
Oh.
Yeah, she's being viciously attacked, deservedly, on the internet right now.
Deservedly, all they did was go for a cool ride.
I think it's fun.
Eggs are expensive. We got bigger problems.
Yeah, don't go singing. I am woman. Hear me, really? Okay. Good luck.
Huh.
On this date in history, this is interesting.
A little contentious at the end there.
Game of Thrones premiered on HBO. I've never watched a second of it.
Pretty good.
I haven't watched it either, but you would just hate it. I don't think you should watch it.
Yeah,
it's not going to be fun for you.
I have my own Game of Thrones.
I
play Wordle while, you know.
On the toilet.
I got it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm not getting up till I finish this.
I was right there with you the whole way.
By the way, do you play Connections?
No, I don't know what that is.
Oh, it's another game that they have.
It's a word game.
And yesterday, I'd like to protest. One of the answers was, if you eliminate one vowel from each word, it becomes a dance. That is not a...
You lived through Vietnam, the civil rights era. You lived through so much stuff. This is when you start protesting.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Down with Connections. Down with Connections.
No, one day they didn't have words. They had
symbols. What do we want? No more Connections. What do we want? No!
It's time for a public...
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
Michael Rosenbaum and Tom Welling take you behind the scenes of one of the greatest shows of all time.
Their ultimate rewatch podcast. We're in the midst of season 7. And
Hold on. Obviously, we had a very successful television show for 10 years. That was Superman-based.
But we had to make everyone believe that you were Clark.
I gotta be honest, I was surprised at the end of this episode that I wasn't.
I was too!
Talkville, the Smallville rewatch podcast.
I'm not sure I knew when I was filming it that I was not me.
Follow and listen on your favorite platform.